as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Succeed in the year
2026.
How to succeed in the year
2026.
How to succeed in this new year.
Whether
last year went well for you or not, you still made it through that year. Say, I made it. That alone is success at a level. Because there were people that won lottery. There were people that hit jackpot and still they didn't see 31st. I heard of news about certain people who got married last year and still died last year. So marriage or no marriage, you have made it. Job or no job, you made it. School or no school, you made it. Money or no money, shout, I made it. Just as you made it 2025, you will make it 2026. The amen came from only this corner. I said, just as you made it last year, you will make it this year. Situations will change for your good. The hand of God is coming upon you. So how do you make this year bear fruits for you? How do you succeed in this year? How do you make sure that you don't waste this year? Number one, secure divine presence. In other words, secure the hand of God. The presence of God around you. So that you can journey this year 2026, not alone, but with God. Divine presence is when God is in partnership with you. If you go to school and they are marking present and absent, present means you are there. Absent means you are not there. So if God is present in your life, it means he's there with you. And as long as God is there with you, nothing can destroy your life.
Present 2026,
may the hand of God be with you. Let your amen be an encouraging one. This year, may the presence of God be with you.
Amen.
May you not fight alone.
Amen.
May you not fight all by yourself.
Amen.
Because they that are against us, they are also more. But much more is they that are for us than they that are against us. So make sure that you are able to secure heaven's presence in this journey. I don't know whether somebody is understanding me.
The
Bible says that if God be for us, who can be against us? For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Woe unto you if God is absent in your life. May God be present in your life. I said, may God be present in your life. So divine presence is your only sure guarantee if you will see 31st December. If the issues of this year will not finish you, if the issues of this year will not waste you, then you must of a necessity make sure that each day God is present in my life. Each moment, God is present in my life. It must be something you must ensure that God is present with you each minute and each second. Can I hear an amen? Isaiah chapter 43, the verse number 2. Said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Why would the fire not burn us when we go through it? The answer is right there. Why would the waters not overflow us or flood us away? The answer is there.
He said,
for I shall be with you. For I shall be with you. Sometimes there are waters you must go through. I know God can stop you and save you from going through. But sometimes, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there are fires that are necessary you must go through. Because sometimes these are the process that God wants to produce the kind of testimony he wants in your life. These are the things you go through that God uses to make you into the kind of person he wants you to
become.
So sometimes you must go through disappointment. Sometimes you must go through certain troubles. Sometimes you must go through certain issues. But the good news is that he said, when a child of God is going through them, I, the Lord, shall be with him. Throughout this year, may God be with you.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, you will never walk alone.
Amen.
I say you will never walk alone.
Amen.
I say you will never walk alone.
Amen.
No matter the fires that confront you, they will not burn you. No matter the waters you fall into, they will not overflow you. No matter the troubles and the problems that confront you, you will survive them. Shout, I'm a survivor. Ah, you are not saying, say, survivor. Say, I am a survivor. Say, they can't finish me. Say, they can't destroy me. Say, they can't stop me. Say, no matter what I go through this year, I shall come out stronger. I shall come out better. I shall come out in a more prosperous way. Clap your two and shout, I am the one. Oh, I thought you'd be clapping. Why? Because it says, I will be with you.
If it's around, they say, oh, no,
that's the only surest security for your life. God told Isaac in Genesis 26, verse 3. He said, dwell in this land. I will be with you and bless you. Stay in this land. I will be with you and I'll bless you. When God is with you, you are assured of blessings. I'll be with you. Stay in this. I don't run. Everybody is running to Egypt because of hunger. But Isaac, if you can stay here, I will be with you. For all of you who are going to stay in this church this year, and you are not going to change your church, the Lord will appear to you.
Amen.
The blessings of the Lord will come upon you.
Amen.
Clap your two and say, I am the one.
I say, I am you.
God said, stay in this land and I will be with you, and because of that, I will bless you. So when God is with you, you are sure of 2026 blessings. Why must you secure divine blessings? Again, the reason why you must have God's presence again, aside the blessings, is that he knows the way
to 2026. He knows the way and the situations that are packaged in this year. There are many things you don't know. There are things that can happen next week. You don't even know. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. But there is someone who knows what can happen tomorrow. You and I don't know what will happen 12 o'clock p.m. today. Less than 1 hour to 12, you don't know what will even happen. Anything can happen. But there is a God who knows what will happen. He knows the way. He knows things that are packaged in the year. And because he knows the way and he knows the things that are packed in the year, it is better to walk with him. Isaiah 45 verse 2, he says, I will go before you and I will make the crooked places straight. May my God go before you.
Amen.
I said, may my God go before you.
Amen.
He said, I will go before you and I'll give you treasures of darkness. I'll break in pieces gates of bronze. I'll give you hidden riches or secret places that you will know that I, the Lord, who called you by name, I'm the God of Israel. So God says he will go before us. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
God also knows the times and the seasons ahead of us. He knows all the times and the seasons in this year 2026. You don't know what will happen on Vow's Day. You don't know. You don't know what will happen during Easter. You don't know. You don't know this year during rainy season what will happen. You don't even know what can happen to your shop or not. You don't know anything. But the Bible tells us in Psalm 31, the verse number 15 said, my times are in your hand. My times, day, night. My times, they are in your hands. And then he said, in Isaiah 46, verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. So God declares the end from the beginning. He can tell you things that will happen in December. Now that you are starting January, why don't you work with such a person? Why don't you make sure you have such a person in your boat? Someone who knows the end from the beginning. Someone who knows your day and your night. How many of you have been to a tourist center before? You have visited any tourist site before? Tourist site, Unko Bida. Example, Kakum. Example, even Accra Zoo, just here. Boti Falls. All those places. Not too long ago, I had the opportunity to visit the crocodile, whatever, pond at Paga. I went for a crusade. I went to preach in a crusade over there. And they took me to go and see that tourist center, to see crocodiles that you have never seen before. And that was my first time seeing crocodile crossing road in a town. Nobody was killing it. The crocodile is crossing road. All the pragya and the cars, you have to stop for Madam Crocodile to cross.
Woe
unto you if you throw a stone against a crocodile or you attack a crocodile, then you leave Paga. You can't stay there. You'll be summoned to the chief's palace. That is their totem. That's their idol. So they believe that one saved their forefathers some many years ago.
So
those crocodiles, too, some way, somehow, they don't attack the people. It's like they just, you see some in the gutter, a dry gutter, resting. He's tired, so he's just receiving fresh air. It's minding his business. It's you mind your business. The town belongs to you and them together.
If you say,
imagine a crocodile at the road in Accra or on the road there. You start shouting. People will start looking for maybe machete or something. But I visited that place and they took me to the real crocodile there to go and look at the oldest. The oldest, the one who is grown many, many years, he's been alive. Older than all of you here. Crocodile Briwa. And they worship it. They took me to go and then see the oldest crocodile. And when you are standing by the point, the big point, when you see that they are coming, when they see you, they start coming because they. So when you are going, you have to hold fowl. You have to hold chicken. Fowl. Live fowl, fresh. So they sell it at the entrance. So but when we are going, the amazing thing is that we couldn't go there alone. You can't go alone. You don't know your way around there. One crocodile will hold your neck right now. You see, the guy is even scared. He thought the crocodile has entered here. Now, undo baga na who shaky. Niemzi asino, is that crocodile biaba? No crocodile will eat you.
Amen.
But you see, the thing is that we were not allowed to go there unaided. You need a guide. You need a tourist guide.
This will become
because if you go there alone, you may stand at where the crocodile can jump and catch you. You will not know. You are not supposed to get there certainly unless you are the one who feeds them. They know you. Those ones know you when they go, they will bring the fowl. The fowl will start crying. Certain as the fowl is crying, then they are all coming out. That means food is ready. You see? And some of them have come out and they are drying themselves. And they said we should get closer. I said, me. Where I am coming from, you don't play certain jokes. The family I'm coming from, no, we don't play. We don't play certain jokes. Ask the wife, are you, what family are you coming from? The way you are playing with everything, it looks like the principalities in your family, they are very civilized and very educated. Where I'm coming from, they are not educated, though, so I don't like trouble. And they said, oh, on your she, we won't say, oh, probably money on the me. On the family life is experimenting. Maybe I sorry, Mamba say, you make me. Maybe I already, I've come to destroy authors, wrought miracles. Just 2 days ago, crusade. Maybe I'm a commission, one come here, cry. Me say, me say, basa. They may not chew you, but for me, they know me in the spirit. I beg you, let me go, my son. But you see, the amazing thing I want you to understand is that we couldn't enter there without a guide.
Amen.
Amen. You have entered into 2026. You are going alone. I, the one who created the times and the seasons in 2020. There is somebody who knows every minute, every hour. There is somebody who knows every month. There is somebody who knows every week. Why don't you make sure that every morning you partner with him? Why don't you pray every morning? Why don't you ask him to take over your life? Why don't you study your word every morning? Why don't you make sure that you secure his presence with you? Because you don't know the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, what do you need to secure success or to succeed 2026? Divine vision. You need divine vision. You need to have a vision for the year. Niswadihunu for the year. A lot of you have entered into the year. You have received prophecies. But you yourself, you don't have any vision for the year. You have entered into 2026 visionless. If you are visionless, then be ready that you may end the year without anything.
When we say vision, we are talking about what do you want to achieve by the close of the year? What is your vision for the year? What do you believe that 2026 you want to achieve? What is the vision for your school? What is the vision for your marriage? What is the vision for your life? What is the vision for that business? What is the vision for your children? What is the vision for your marriage, your family? What is the vision for the church? What is the vision you have financially? What is your vision? What do you want to achieve 2026? That one, God should come and give it to you. Please help me ask the one by you. 2026, what is your vision? I know some of you are surprised about that question because nobody has asked you before. Nobody has asked you before. The reason why nobody has asked you before is because you don't mingle with the right people. If you mingle with successful people, one of the easiest questions successful people will ask you is that, what do you want to achieve this year? When you meet a very like wise person or a very big man or a very big woman, he will ask you, what is your vision? If you want to come and marry their children, the one of the questions they will ask you is that, what do you want to do with your life? What are you doing with your life? But some of you, because of where you are coming from, nobody has ever asked you before. So you are surprised that you have come to church to wash your feet and pastor is saying that I have a vision. Like it's a strange thing. You have not decided what you want to achieve this year. You have already started on the wrong foot. Today is on the 4th. You have lived the first 4 days of 2026 without vision. That should tell you that you have already started losing.
Now,
I need a miracle. What is your vision? What do you want to achieve? A vision is what you want to achieve. At the end of 31st, 2026, what do you want to achieve? Which level do you want to get to? How far do you want to get to? For some of you, your vision can be that by the close of this year, I want to be in school. So if your grades are not good, you start rewriting papers. You start applying. You don't sit down and say, yeah, you do it. When it comes to vision, you have to dream. You have to plan. I get what I'm saying. For some of you, it has to be your vision that this year, I am going to get a job or I am starting that business on my heart. This year, I'm starting. You should have a vision that I want to end 2026 as a married person. That's my vision. That 2026 is my year of marriage. I must get married. So if this is my vision, I'm getting married. Then you start working at it. Some of you, your vision is that you have to break free from certain toxic relationship. Do you understand? Certain poisonous relationship. You have to be, it should be a vision. You have to write down. Number one, I need emotional freedom. Freedom. Emotional freedom. That means that I want maybe the relationship in which I am, I don't like it. So if I want to marry this year, then I have to have the objective of breaking free from that toxic. It can be a vision. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't write it, that you will not do it.
So one trying to horn out, and I want
how many of you have a vision for the year? Have a vision. And write it down. How many of you have written it down? Don't lie. Where did you write it? Go and write it down and paste it by your bedside. 2026, number one, financial vision. By the close of 31st, I want to have 10,000 cedis in my bank account that I don't touch. Because as you are here, you have zero in your bank account. So you should have a vision. You should have a vision that by the end of 2026, I want to be married in the month of August. I want to be married. Some of you have to write down. Are you ready for that? Go and write it. And those of you who have access to computer, type it. Let somebody somewhere you will see. You're by your desk. If you're a student, in your chop box, in your trunk, it should be there by your bedside. In your toilet, where you normally go and sit. Because some of you, you Facebook in your toilet more than you think for life. So when you get into the toilet and you are sitting on the toilet, you will see it. You said March. In the month of March, you will start the Sobolo business. You wrote down that in the month of March, you start Sobolo business. And the thing will remind you. And when I say how many of you have vision, you lifted up your hands. The truth of the matter, you don't have vision. It's when I'm thinking that you have never written any vision. You have not written that. It's not vision. It's not vision.
And so I don't be aware.
You're just thinking about it. You don't have a vision. Write it down. I say one year. Where who do who responsible? Every week, I am saving 100 cities. It should be a vision that you have.
I was out
at the end of the year.
Now, what you be a medisica say, and I two hornum. I was out at the two
spiritual vision. You should have a spiritual vision for yourself that this year I want my spiritual life to be better than last year. I want to be the type of person who have read the whole New Testament. It can be a spiritual vision. I want to have finished the whole New Testament from Matthew to Revelations. Without having a spiritual vision, you will wake up, leave your home without prayer, because you never told yourself that this year I will pray 15 minutes every morning before I leave. You never wrote it down.
Ask
somebody, are you listening? Else you end this year, you'll still be carnal. You'll still not feel God. You'll still not be anointed. You'll still be weak spiritually because you don't have a spiritual vision.
And yes, I send you a free mono. San, I would be here. If he said,
this year I will not miss church, not even once. I'll be in the house of God every day. That can be a spiritual vision. The hand of God. I'm talking about vision. Have a vision so that God will know what to do for you. I receive it. It doesn't work just by I receive it.
And
up till now, you are borrowing iron from your neighbor. This year, have a vision to buy your own iron. Ask somebody that, for how long will you borrow iron? Or you don't like what Pastor is saying this morning. Up to today, you are still wearing Laboro. Have a vision that you are buying one loafless. Have a vision that you are buying one shoe. You are a shepherd. Your dressing is not good. And have a vision. Write it down. We call it material vision. Say material vision. Have a material vision. I'm buying iron. By the month of August, I'm sewing 3 kaftans because I want to be using it for evening service. Have a vision. Have a vision. I have a vision for everything I do. Have a vision. Do you have a vision? Even for your dressing, or you don't have a vision? You should have a vision for your hair. That smelly hair is why you are not getting a husband. Ask the lady by you, can we smell your hair? Can you permit us? Tell her, have a vision. Say material vision. You see, I'm giving you the area. So some of you say that, hey, Father said we should have a vision, but let him. I'm showing you to do it. Have a spiritual vision. Spiritual vision is where you want your spiritual life to get to. You can write things like how many there's a minutes you read the Bible, or how many chapters you want to read a day, how many hours you want to pray, or how many minutes you want to pray before you sleep or after you wake up. Just write them. Be realistic with yourself. Only I can not only 3 hours. So I'm at 3 hours. Mini fiobo. Just take 15 minutes and be free. You write spiritual vision. You write material vision. You write financial vision.
And you should do no.
Before your salary will come, you are owing.
Push
the one by you and say, Achogbe. How many of you know that before your salary will come, you are holding, you are owing in advance? Because you are spending without vision. You are walking about. You see a quick baby, you buy. Somebody just enter into your shop and comes with some Chinese something. I said, this kind of thing. It's very good. It's a machine. You have not even seen the machine before. You don't need it. But they say, you can use it to polish your shoe. When you put it on your shoe, it will go like that. And your mate are buying. It will buy. Impulse buying. When you were coming to work, did you plan you are going to buy Chinese polish? That's why you are always owing. They will not listen. They will not listen.
I was saying, "When you are doing,
Mumu be amuti hanmono. Week ne wo uti suno odeka. Also, we should stop the preaching. We have closed. Rise up to your feet. I said, sorry, no. So obey the hand of God. Me so be mouth the power of vision." You are going to school. What you need is not iPhone.
iPhone.
People who are taking salary 10,000 are using iPhone Pro something. You, that your salary is 3,000. You are also using that same phone. You don't have vision. If I were you, I would sell that phone and invest that money to buy some treasury bill or to invest it into bank so that you up to now you have a laptop. In a laptop seasonally. You open the laptop once in 3 months. You don't need the laptop. You don't need it. You don't use it. You don't use it. Why don't you rather invest that money?
Odi she series. She series.
Tell somebody have vision.
Catch a doctor in China say nyani su ade hunu.
Otherwise, you end this year you'll be blaming God.
And yes, I feel so egbewie na waka say Awurade na
me kwa ade. Because you are not living your life after vision.
If you say wa bra bona wo ponu, won shishye niamba bi anto animu, woni ani su ade
hunu. So write them down like that. You can call me anytime that, okay, Pastor, help me. You say I should write what was that. I'll mention the rest for you.
Have a vision
for your children. Have a vision for your family. Some of you here, you are married. You've never had a meeting with your husband or wife before.
Never.
and so say any year, and I see a kunu and tenacity. And young Kutam,
let's sit down with plan for the year. Some of you two, you are dating. You have not even, you've never had a meeting with your beloved before.
Have a meeting.
Somewhere last week, I had a meeting with my wife. We had a meeting.
I said, okay.
The coming year, or this new year that is coming, our marriage is how many years? Then she mentioned, I don't remember who says. Then she mentioned, now we are so and so years. Then I said, okay. I said, okay, so what do we do about this? What do we do about that? About our marriage, about our finances, about our children, about everything. We plan it. Everything. Everything. Plan. You see, that's why your relationship is becoming nothing. Eh? Some of you have dated for two governments have changed over. Two governments. You were dating when Atamos was alive. Atamos died. Your relationship didn't die. You still continued. How many of you were dating when Atamos was in power? I'll sack you from the church right now. Atamos was in power. You were dating. You are still dating. Mommy, next week, don't come to church. Don't come to church. I don't know what you are looking for. Have a vision. Have a vision. That this relationship, we are dating for only 3 years. Let's start working. Let's start saving. Let's start buying our things. Go and ask your mother. Bring me a secret list. We will not wait for official call. And then they will bring the secret list. Then you start buying the thing. 3 years agenda. Have a vision. Have a vision to rent. To rent this year. I know that you say I receive it. When you finish receiving it, go and sit down and write it down that my vision is to rent a house and stop perching. My vision is to be a responsible man. So my vision is to be a result. Natural tour. Now if it could be a dying price. Natural tour. Now say started planning. How do I raise 3,000 or 4,000, whatever, to get this kind of building by the month of July? Then you start working at it.
Now watch, I see a young Juma.
It doesn't just answer to receive it. I take it. I catch it. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Have a vision. If you have a vision, God will sponsor it. Simple.
If you have a vision, God will sponsor it.
Amen.
Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. He says, I will stand upon my watch and I will see what he will say. I will look for vision. So we catch vision in prayer. Pray about it, Lord. Guide my heart to know what to achieve this year.
He
said, write down the vision. Everybody look at it. Write the vision. So I put it to you that if you have not written it, when you go back home, go and write it. In your room. So that every day when your eyes set on it, you will remember. Is it a good idea? Bible says, write down the vision. This is what God said. Make it clear on tables that he may run that reads it. You will be a sitter if you don't have a vision. Vision is what will change you into a runner. It will make you do something. It will make you search for a job because you have said that this year, as an imatuni, you have told yourself that this year, your vision is to be working. So it will pick you from your sleeping bed. Vision. But if you don't have vision, you will be trailing in the class. You will be carrying the class every day. But this year, you have to have a vision that you too, you have to pass. You too, this year, you have to get 80 in every course. You should have a vision. So that the vision will make you sit down. To study. The students, are you hearing me? When I entered the secondary school, I told myself that I want to top the whole school. That was my vision from one.
A brand called secondary school. Form one, and I'm a dream, sir. I was a school and me do be a
school. And by the time I completed school, I topped the whole school.
Yes.
Don't be jealous. Clap your hands.
And then
I made up my mind that I want to top everyone.
Yes.
They call something order of merit. I went to the order of merit and I checked, and there were two ladies who were topping the whole school. That every course, there were two ladies. Their credit was topping everybody. One was Lizzie. One was what was the name of the other nurse? Two of them. I told myself, "Kofu, meet two of them. I've now come meet two of them." That was it. And right from one, I was studying 4 hours. Say how many hours?
4 hours.
How many hours?
Don't hear the nine.
4 hours every day.
That be a.
You are here. Pastor Prince is my spiritual father. Oh, Shafi. Ninelo. He learns. Tell a student, but you go and learn.
Catch a school, you know, to say, call no question.
From form one, my seniors will wake up and I'll be awake. I'll be awake. Then I'll put on candle. Then they reported me, they punished me that I'm using candle in the dormitory. So now I took torchlight. I bought torchlight. I'll be in my bed because there's light out. You must not wake up as a junior. But one of them asked me, you are learning more than we are going to write wasi. And then I was, but I had a vision. So I had my own timetable. I had my own plan. I had my vision. When I'm even going for break time, I have a vision. I must not eat beyond 5 minutes. So anybody who was eating with me before, I eat very fast. It has become my character. Because my vision is that I will get back to the classroom and start reading the next course before my teacher comes. So when I go to break time, whilst others are chatting, I eat with the speed of light. But no, I want to finish in 5 minutes. So I always had watch. It's December that my watch is sport. You see that I'm always wearing watch. Because I don't... I will not say plenty. My wife will be angry. Everything. I'm watching my time. Some of you come to my office. As I'm chatting with you, I lift up my eye. I look at the time. I live my life by time.
That's why God
must give me more. God will bless me. I don't waste the time.
When you are going to school, you are dragging your feet.
I will go school.
Like pregnant fish.
You don't have a vision. May you have a vision.
Amen.
Bible says, write it down so that you'll be a runner. You'll not be
a lazy brat.
You'll be a runner. You will not be a sitter. And when you are writing, see, in Proverbs 29, verse 18, look at it. It says, where there is no vision, the people don't have self-control. Where there is no vision, the people don't discipline themselves. If you don't have vision,
young lady,
you don't have a vision to marry as a virgin. You don't have a vision. Now, they said there are no more virgins in the world. Is it true? Are there still virgins in the world? Do we still have some in the church? Are you sure? Because of late, I hear that the only virgins around are aeroplanes. Virgin Atlanta. Virgin. They are the only virgins that are available. Because now, in those days, it is the vision of every mother and father to hand over their daughter into marriage as a virgin. It was the vision of every mother. So they were working hard on their children. Making sure they come and sleep early. They don't wear certain clothes and all that. Because they had a vision. Today the mothers we have, they don't have vision. They themselves are victims of visionlessness. So their children too, they leave them to do anything.
If you say, Mammy, for no one cassa or one cassa, no money, and this one will be a and to my child, Momano, so and almost on
the day I got married to my wife on our honeymoon, I discovered she was a virgin. I've never had sex with her before. Never. So when I came the following day on Sunday, how many of you were there? You were in church on that Sunday. When I came for Thanksgiving, I took the mic. They said we should talk. How was the first night? They said we should talk. And I spoke. The first thing I said was, I want to thank my father-in-law, Mr. Theophilus Lab. I want to thank him because he has given me a virgin. Clap your hands for your mother.
Bon sem,
I thank the father before the whole church.
Because
it is difficult to find a virgin in the church.
Are you one of them?
Are you a virgin? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Young girls here begin to have a vision.
No
man will see my skin unless I am married to him. Have a vision.
You
think that myself and my wife, we just succeeded by chance? No. I was in love with her. I liked her. I wanted to have sex Yes. Do you love someone you don't want to have sex with?
Come on, speak the truth.
Do you like someone you don't want to have sex? Oh, mommy bini. Oh, papa bini. So why do you say you like him? Say different. So when you say you like that girl, you don't like her like your sister. Fioko, you don't like her like your sister. Should I say it? You don't like her like your brother. Is he your brother? What do you like? You want him to touch you. You want him to beg you. You want him to be with you. You want him to fondle you. True or not true?
Now
sit down. Now you have spoken the truth. Sit down. I thought you were going to lie to yourself. Your mother likes your father. Didn't your mother sleep with your father? Your father likes your mother. Did they do money devotion? Don't they have sex? So that kind of romantic love, it is for sex.
So
when I met her and I said I liked her, the truth of the matter is that if I get her, I will not spare her. It's
bearable.
At all. But I had a vision that I don't want to walk to the altar with a woman I've slept with. Me, if I sleep with you, I'll never marry you. Never. I can't. What did I tell you? What warning did I give you? Tell the church.
You said if you should sleep with me, you wouldn't marry me. You told me that if you sleep with me, you will not marry me. So daddy said if he sleeps with me, he will not marry me.
Clap your two hands. It doesn't mean I'm an angel, but I had a vision that I want to marry a woman that God
will
clap for me that, oh, you have done well. Because I'm going to be a pastor. I'm going to have young people. If I do that, it means that everybody will be a bad person. Yes. Everybody will be a bad person. So Jesus said, because of them, I keep myself holy. So that if there will be a Judas, it will be 1 out of 12. 1 out of 12. 1 out of 12. Otherwise, if you are doing it, you have 11 out of 12. They will all be doing it. As for sinners, you will get. God even got some in heaven. God got some. God was a pure God, but Lucifer became bad. Jesus was a holy pastor.
But his financial secretary, his leader, became bad.
Do you understand that?
So
I will not say that because somebody has done it, then the pastor who is in charge of that person is bad. Do you understand?
But what I'm saying
is, when you observe and you see that almost everybody is doing it, start checking the pastor. If you are a drunkard, all your children will be drunkards. You think your advance will change them? You are a woman, slave queen. You are sleeping with certain people, and you bring their money to pay for your children's school fees, and you think that say they may bring, miss they may bring, mama we, munti na may bring, missi munko school no, omeko school, omu the certificate, and omu the baba, omu the pregnancy in kwana baba, because spiritually you are doing it.
That one is a spiritual.
That's why some of you are struggling from things that came from your father. Some of you are struggling from things that came from your mother. Say mercy. Have a vision, my dear. Have a vision. This year, have a vision. I said this year, do what? I'm disturbing you.
And I'm a hawana.
I'll be praying for you. I'll be laying hands on you. But there is a place for vision. It's like.
Okay,
I don't want you to fall down. Sit down. God bless. Come. What's awful? You there, if you fall down, cry. You can forgive me. Listen. Do you know what prayer does? Do you know what anointing oil does?
They
just come to push us. They come to give us what?
Push.
It's like, but as for the direction, it's not God who will give you. Akwa we mi piana. Baby ana jin tano. E hono be de befa. Se na jin ina ano, why na jin se? Pastor Piama and I say you push me permit for her. Push now my man not be ten year for her. Say now Jesus no what picture say I had a make wa me piana or the Samri Katuna befa. Trying to say is that all the prophecies, all the prayer, all the count, everything is just
empire airport.
Hey, your mind, where your mind is, that's where you will go.
Empire ye bo mawo en komsha ye shewo en gosira ye de sira wunya no ba
bi
wo ni suade wono ni wa twene wo no
e ho abede wo efa and we push you
it is a wunya ni suade wono
ni
se
pia
wa wunni ba bi a
wo. Where are you going?
Obati ahwe.
When you come, I have anointed you. Where are you going? You come, I prayed for you. Where are you going?
Oba me bo empire man nso wo kwa hen.
I beg you in the name of God,
me ngosira gu so wo
kwa hen. Go back home today. And tell yourself
2026. 1.
2.
3.
4.
9.
Write them down.
Don't
leave it for God. God will not do that one for you.
And fire no can find share.
Plan how you want your relationship to be. Plan your prayer time. Plan your outing. Plan that every 3 months we will go out and sit somewhere and chew kebab and drink every 3 months so that our relationship will be beautiful. Plan it.
Don't leave it.
Have a plan.
That
I'm going to do apprenticeship. Have a plan. Have a plan that I think we've got to see nails and pedicure, manicure, acrylic. Have a plan. Don't walk about and say, me nye jumao, my usual job, me nye jumao. Have a vision. Create something.
Plan something.
Am I offending you or I'm offering you help?
Am I
offering you help or I'm offending you?
Make a set ya wa na se me bo.
Have a vision.
I was only in the swadim.
Have a vision to wake up at a certain time.
I was only in the swadim. Say me sorry. Every way na me sorry da.
If God, if the hand of God is coming upon you, it's for direction.
The hand of God came upon Elijah, 1 Kings 18, verse 46. Elijah knew where he wanted to go. Where was he going?
Elijah
had a vision. He was going to Jezreel. So the moment the hand of God came upon him, he ran to Jezreel. He didn't run to another place. He didn't go to Jerusalem. Whatever you have set your heart on, may God empower it to happen. I'm praying for you. Whatever you will set your eyes on, may God give you a push for
amen.
It to happen. Some of you this year, you will start your own shops.
Amen.
Your amen can be a better one.
Amen.
Some of you are expanding your businesses.
Amen.
Some of you are going back to school.
Amen.
Some of you are taking an undergrad program.
Amen.
Some of you are starting an apprenticeship program.
Amen.
Some of you are opening new jobs.
Amen.
Some of you are going back to search for a job by writing application to a company every week.
Amen.
Until you get a job.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you are telling yourself that I'm tired. I'm tired of that life. I'm changing. Yeah, it can
change.
If you are not tired, nobody will be tired for you. You have to be tired.
I'm
tired of begging for food. I'm tired.
Also, to make a change, I say my bread. Say Danny, Danny, I'm the minister. I'm inside him.
Every day you don't have money, you are begging for money.
How to have that vision?
This year, I will not let money finish in my hands. I must have a vision. This year, I will not be stranded in the course of the month. I will not be in a relationship that will kill me. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't have a vision, you'll be in it. Because you're afraid you don't get anybody. It's a lie.
Bible
says that it's not good for a man to be alone. So God says it's not good for somebody to be single. God will give you your own.
Your so afraid.
If you see that this lady is not good for you, step up.
This guy
is not good for you. Step out. I'm not yet married. Don't die in a toxic relationship. It's a dawn of a new day. Amen. It's a new beginning. Amen. 2026 is a new beginning. Amen.
Amen.
You can start your life afresh. Start it afresh. The work you are doing, you can see that this work is not taking you anywhere. Stop it and look for another one. You are afraid you will get another job. Bible says that he that seeks finds, you will find. Tell somebody, you will find. If only you go and apply for another job, stop this one and go and find it. Yes. Because this job is killing you.
If it's a human way, you
can see that you don't have life. Anytime you go, you are sick. You can see it. It's a new beginning. Lift up your right hand and say, it's a new beginning. Say, all things are past. Say, it's a new year. And so it's a new beginning for me. And I'll move with vision. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. As I close, your vision must be smart. S-M-A-R-T. Smart. Everybody say smart. Write them down, capital letters. Those of you who have been to tertiary, you should know this. You've been to the university before. You should know SMART goals. Your vision should be SMART. S. What does S stand for? Those who have been to university, talk to me. Let's educate our brothers and sisters. What does S stand for? Specific. Yes, Hannah. Hannah is another first class graduate. Hannah, wave your hands. Wave your hands. Get up. Do you see this beautiful girl? Beautiful with brains. First class from my school. Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. Clap for her. Nyansapo. Is it not our school?
It's our school.
Those of you who went to the other schools, help yourself. Next week, I'll give you a mic to preach. Then you also talk about your school. Pastor Collins, don't be angry. Next week, I'll give you a mic.
Then you also mention your school. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just joking, okay? I'm not looking on any down on any school. Every school is powerful.
We
now,
are.
Listen
we
to
are.
Me.
Yeah, no money, sir.
The X is what? Specific. Now, don't say, everyone listen to me. Don't say that this year.
And Kasa Afiwe.
Yeah, this year. Afiwe. Look for something to do.
And Kada Safiwe. Ode meshe bibi aye.
Tell somebody you have to be specific.
Catcher, don't you say? I was say unya. Udu butaye pote.
This year, meshe juma.
Ade pote. Kasa Afiwe.
I'm not being specific. This year, meshe hairdressing.
Kasa Afiwe di meshe seni esi yetre. And Kasa Afiwe meshe adi.
Specific.
Pote.
I gotten it. Specific.
I was saying to me, it was say at the crop party. So say we.
So if you are in a relationship and you are setting a marriage goal for this year or vision for this year I'm getting married to so and so. Like be specific.
I was saying to the two of them say a few ways say me ni any pass me see yeah worry.
Do you understand the specific?
What the American as a party? I also at the party.
Be specific that this year I want to start your kegari business.
I was saying this year a few way here. Me go be a human message.
This year men will be any atong. And then I'll be a dear Gianni. This year I want to be spiritual. What do you mean by that? Break it down. That's when you say that this year I don't want to miss my Bible reading and miss my prayer. Be specific. Am I helping you?
Yes.
Don't say that this year I'll be a good person. Don't just say that. This year I will stop sleeping with so and so.
I will stop sleeping.
Write it down. I stop having sex with Kwame. Write it down.
I was saying to me, "Chere at the throne."
There's no Kwame in the church. If you are Kwame, I didn't know.
Kwame be here.
Have a vision.
I was saying you this, I didn't know.
This year, I'll stop sleeping with Ajwa Minta. Amen.
Amen.
The M is what? The M is what? Oh, write it for them on the screen. Measurable. I hope all of you went to university, so write it. Measurable. The vision you are setting, it should be something that we can check whether you have achieved it or not.
That is why you cannot do
it general. Because general, we can't measure it.
It should be measurable.
Something that, say that, don't say that this year, by 31st, no, I want to be able to save money in my account. One CD is money.
Me discover to her.
Two CDs is money.
There be
three CDs, money. We want to be able to measure it and say that you said you would do it. You have done it.
I was see a timid who says,
so instead of saying that this year I'll save money, don't say it like that. Say it in a way that you can check yourself. This year I will put 1,000 cedis in my account every month. Or this year I am saving 100 cedis every month so that at the end of the year I have 120,000 Ghana cedis. Do you get it? Or I have 12,000 Ghana cedis so that when every month comes, I can check whether you put the 100 there. It's not like, oh, I'll put any money. So this year, maybe this month, you put in 50. The next month, you put in 30. The another month, you put in 10. You cannot be effective. Say specific and measurable. It should be measured. Something we can measure. So say that I want 12,000.
The A
is what? Achievable. Say achievable. See that what I'm teaching, they don't like it. Oh. They don't like it. They want me to pour oil. Don't worry. Next week, I'll pour oil.
Next week, I'll power you. Go to ICGC. Go to Christ Embassy. Go to the churches where they don't normally do this. Hey. I see. They don't normally do those kind of things. Cut fire. Fall down and die. Go and check the cars that are parked there. And come and tell me. Go and check the people that... Because sound teachings. How we teach you this is... We are not boring. No. We are helping you.
Yep.
I mean, my focus has been these young people. Because sometimes the painful and the adults will feel like, no. But you see the children, you see that all of them are going to school. They are all talking about, I'm going to school. Now, when I look into the church, those who graduated just this season, we have engineers, we have midwives, we have nurses, we have printing technology, we have designers, we have accountants. We have a young guy who is a fresh chartered accountant. Do you know what it means to be a chartered accountant? Not just an accountant with degree, chartered. It has taken people 15 years to do it. They've not been able to do it. I have one of the children here who joined me from classroom who has chartered just recently. We are building a church. We are building a future. So that next 10 years, when you come and see Jaguar, you come and see Land Cruiser. You come and see all these things. Obake Prince, if you're lucky. If you're lucky. Ole Tony Tommy, I'm going to be here. Ole PTA, Ninte. Ole school fees, Ninte. Are you guys what I'm saying?
What did the American say?
So they like what I'm teaching, the children. See, as I'm talking, they are writing. They are happy. But some people are saying that, don't worry, you may run home. They say, rack school. And not that I'm a co school and so yeah, so for. Achievable, she said. What you want to do, no, what you have said 2026 you want to do, no, it should be something you can do it. You don't even have a bicycle. You say 2026 you will have aeroplane. Something is wrong with you.
One kasa we need bicycle, and so we say ube ni aeroplane there be.
No. When you do that, what is like it's unrealistic. You are carrying food on your head and you are selling bread. Yes, tea bread. 2026, you have to write a vision that you can easily move from carrying tea bread. You have to write that you will get what? Maybe a table or a shop, a small store where you will receive the tea bread and sell from there. People will come and pick the tea bread and then sell. From your head to that table or to that small shop, is it not progress? It's more easy for you to achieve. Even though it will still take some faith. But if that same person who is carrying tea bread, and the pastor said that the tea bread that you are carrying, what do you want to do in the next 6 months, in the next 1 year? And he says that, I want to have a bread factory bigger than A1 all over Ghana in this year. How far is your skills? How far? Your skills, look at how far. You are now carrying tea bread. Is that how to dream? When you dream like that, you always feel, it's like, your church is 100. Then you say that next year I want to be 1,000. When you do that, if the 1,000 doesn't happen, your members will be depressed. They will be depressed. That last year, okay, I said 1,000. And then you go, first day 100, they say 99. And they say, yeah, so what's the clock? At least if you're 100, stretch and say that, next year we are going to be 200. Or we are going to be even 250. Maybe 250. At least that one, you know that who defeat any Ejuma Shemua can get there. You see, this is how come some of you, see intro. It's an what who need beloved. What trust say match who worry. How? Uni beloved. After sana, I was a chimpra. Now unipan. Now awareno. Uni beloved. Uo January, Missy Control vision for marriage. Usi February no waware. I understand that once in a while, maybe a miracle like that can happen. But one she yeah. Obey disappointed.
Me jitum say I did bet me SD and then so one shiny yeah.
Intensity, sir.
If it's intensity,
who person your pilot? And then go near the goose, who your pilot? Mumwa in our person caught in an aeroplane with the two kind. Oh, what park went to away in that? Unya, you know, yes, here the wook free. Unchia, Pesa, Unchia, she is a pilot, no, on co school da. Yet, Tinida, Okoa, sorry, and a pastor anointing is at 2026. You shall fly. It's your no naughty cockpit, no, emu, or be fly. Young Jews, you sit in an aeroplane over there. Say, I shall fly. Even if you will fly, you have to go to school to become a pilot. 20 says, I'll be a nurse. You must go to school. Otherwise, I will never come to your hospital. That's to come and visit because I won't come sick. Because I'll make sure no patient comes. Clap your two hands
for somebody.
This year will be a good year for us.
Amen.
I said this year will be a good year for us.
Amen.
And how to succeed? We need God. One leg. And then we need vision. So that when you add God and your vision, you'll be a winning team.
Send your
Don't come back here without knowing what you are doing. Get home, take your pen and your paper and start writing. So that when the push of God comes, you will have direction. Clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.